Blog Talk Radio.
With your whole staff, the co-host, get a G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. Shockingly enough, Chris is not here yet. Well, wait a minute. That's not that shocking. That's usually him nowadays. But anyways, I don't know. My ass is wide awake. Fucking. Well, I should be tired, but, wide awake. Hoping we get some motherfucking listeners. Anybody out there, tune the fuck in. Muchly fucking appreciated. Yes, I said muchly. Don't know why, but I did. But, I think it's time we gave a little zombie love. What do you guys think?
Something like twisted, cause I be rocking the day.
around with my bitch, I get crazy looks. But we like each other's company, we don't go by the books. This girl was so sexy with blood dripping out her mouth. Ass so fat, I still want to go down south. She's my zombie prostitute, I'll fuck her till the end. That dead zombie pussy is something that I recommend.
When we lost eyes, I knew this was straight fella. La 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 la, this is zombie love. She got sexy grown too, this is so great fella. La 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 la, this is zombie love. She's my everything, a gift from above. She's my moonlight baby, this is zombie love. La 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 la, this is zombie love. La 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 la.
I'm gonna play another track here. Let's go with a motherfucking, I don't know, old school shit. ZZ motherfucking Top. With, Give Me All Your Lovin'.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. What's up, Kirk?
Not much. Watching a video on the best moments of the PG era. And I basically thought that, shit, there weren't really that many good moments.
What, this year?
No, over the whole PG era since WWE turned to PG. The
no,
only
no.
great moment I'd say was probably like, you know, the Summer of Punk or the Nexus storyline at the start before it got sucky as hell.
What, dog, the PG era sucks, period, man. I mean, like, were we expecting for anything good to happen?
Exactly. I mean, the only thing good was the start of, like, the Nexus storyline or, like, the Summer of Punk storyline. They only are good start of storylines, but not good at the ending.
Yep.
But, I mean, at least the Payback pay-per-view is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. We'll see anyway. RKO, motherfucker, out of nowhere.
The only thing I heard interesting today is that they might be trying to do another show in PA for the Loke tour, the 15th. It just like, you know, kind of depends on all this stuff. Because they're already trying to get a show booked at that same venue they did the End of the World show last year. Like the 15th, but I mean, who knows? I mean, if they get another show at that venue, it'll be dope as fuck. We'll see whatever the hell happens.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre busted the fuck open.
Are you playing 3013 right now?
Hell yeah.
Man, we gotta play again.
Don't get used to it, cause like I said, you know, I'm playing as often like I used to. Just for the general fact of work and my schedule for work, it's always varies and it's always random. So I never know exactly like what days I'm going to be on, what days I'm going to be off, what days I'm working day,
you.
What days I'm working night. You know what I mean?
I get you on that.
And half the time I do get home from work, my mind's not really on playing video games. My mind's on resting and just relaxing the minute I get home and eating.
Yep.
Oh, great. Antonio Cesaro versus Yoshitatsu.
Wow. I think I got rid of Yoshitatsu on my whatever roster because he annoyed me so fucking much.
I think I'm going to have Yoshitatsu beat fucking Antonio Cesaro.
Yeah, do it up. I was kind of pissed off in my game because I had Sting and the Main Event Mafia attacking the Aces and Eights. And let's just say that the next week, I totally forgot about that storyline. I was pissed the hell off.
Okay.
I think it was a heel turn, and then I totally forget about it. But typical video game shit.
So let's go with the track here. So let's go with the Ice Cube. You can do it.
Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby. I'm on the grind, baby. All the time, baby. Show me something.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. Tick, tick, boom, hit me banging down these back streets. Loving black street, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet.
No.
It's a marathon, fuck the cemetery that a nigga gets buried on. We be coming to the day we die. Yeah. Nigga, ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, nigga, think again. Cause when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody will know it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out. Cuss out and bust out. Go the nigga proud. Make the trigger sound. You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this shit. Baby, bounce them tips. I'ma move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got dick for days. You got ass for weeks.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
That's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will. I'm gon' do it.
You know, I'll tell you, like, whenever the hell ROC hits me back up.
Alright.
I mean, I really don't know how he is, like, that far into his CD, because, I mean, yeah, I sent him a message last night, And, I mean, he hasn't read it yet, but, I mean, you know, who the hell knows? Because, you know, I mean, he might be focusing fully on that CD and not really checking Facebook that much.
Yeah.
I mean, now that he's not down with, like, you know, psychopathic anymore, I mean, he'll probably definitely be on to do it again.
Yeah, fucking Cesaro's getting his ass kicked by fucking Yoshitatsu. Man, I don't want no goddamn fucking steel cut. Man, who
yeah, and the
you?
One thing I already kind of saw is that, I mean, I thought they have spoilers for next week's Impact, and goddamn, they're bringing back old Stable, just dope as fuck. All day on that.
Why are you reading the spoilers for Impact?
Because they have them available.
Yeah, but kind of pointless to read the spoilers there, Chris.
I decided to check it out. But, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying who it is and what the hell happened, but that's all I'm saying. They're bringing back a dope old group from Impact. Then again, they have to be fucking Stable, so it could be anybody.
Yoshitatsu wins by pinfall.
What the fuck? That's really a what the fuck moment.
And he busted open fucking Antonio Cesaro.
Nice. I added the punt kick to Randy Orton's like moveset. I'm trying to injure people with it. It's not working too well. It is funny as fuck trying to injure people with a punt kick when it doesn't work.
Well, of course it's not going to work.
Even if I do it like 30 times in one match, it doesn't work. We're shit.
Okay, now for the next match for the Superstars. Let's see, who should that be? Triple H or John Cena from 2004?
Triple H, kick John Cena's ass.
Okay, I'll be John Cena, kick Triple H's ass.
What you gotta do? John Cena got fired in my game.
Let's go for another track real quick since I'm gonna be doing this. Let's go with
2009 Black President. You faggot niggas are still talking shit. I want all you niggas to listen real close to every fucking word I say. Welcome to the hood, man. Blue rags and red bandanas. Roll with the murder boy, dunk with the hammer. City motherfuckers, bitches ain't country grammar. Don't fuck with my goons from the darkest part of Bama.
so gangster, so gully, so hood. You can get robbed tonight, what's good? I don't give a fuck about your fam or your clique or your mom or your dad. Hit your bitch with your dick. You can blood, you can quit. It's an easy thing to break a motherfucker in the little itty pit. Hot grab hits the floor and then bounce. SMG gang in the house, let me announce. No more fucking passes for you weak asses. Bitch niggas get they dick in the dirt. Bitch niggas, I'ma have to lift your skirt. Iceberg, you can't handle it. It's the hood, man.
Competition. Put niggas in the ditch with. Kids start snitching, it's bad news, it's mad news. Get rushed quick, man. Needle in my arm, I'm gone and sick, man. How you dudes talk, bitch, sing. And hide behind my space page. I come right to your mom's house and show you how I campaign. Show you how a nigga cause pain. My ground game is the evilest and devious. Beats me to murder. We murder on streets, SMG syndicate. We air out 20 burners a week. Duct tape baseball bat, we put you to sleep. YouTube download you, the niggas know you clown, dude. A lot of niggas from no crews and no rap. And no strikes get lullabied, it's genocide. So next time you see them black Raider jackets, beware, we got HKs, Kennedys and black rats.
Talk shit, get tied up, time's up. No more passes for you weak ass. Time's up, SMG gang. What the boogie bang? Trust me, motherfucker, we got in with them bangs. Talk shit, get tied up. Time's up. No more passes for your weak ass. Time's up. SMG gang. What the boogie bang? Trust me, motherfucker, we got in with them bangs.
When you dealing with L, dealing with hell, spitting a cell, the niggas late, dip on jail. This is a bell. Niggas getting knocking his bell. About to fight, making first fist, breaking his nail. Making on sale. Pump was always making his belt. Put the niggas out front and you afraid of yourself. Go ahead and embellish your tails. My weapons don't fail. Treat you like Versace, put your brains on your mail. Waiting for hell, I bring vengeance instead. Put a gun in your head, now you running your bread. Fuck what you said, go put it on trump to left. Either way, trust me, dog, yo, you better off dead. And hope with your head. About the guillotine, no balance like a triple beam. Simple scheme, little green, can you scream? Just hand me a mic. Show you our reality, fight the tragedy's like.
Dog shit, get tied up, time's up. No more passes for your weak ass. Time's up. SMG gang, what the boogie bang? Trust me, motherfucker, we got in with them things. Talk shit, get tied up. Time's up. No more passes for your weak ass. Time's up. SMG gang, what the boogie bang? Trust me, motherfucker, we got in with them things.
Hang up jacket. Used to have a catchphrase. Staying under the jacket. Smooth left X-ray. Pain in the jacket. Do catch SK. Time to the niggas, rednecks, and essay. In the next grade, to the text grade. Once the text grade, X left, leave you X the way. Yeah, the black burner is fit. I'm mass murder your click. So top your whole block and back burning your strip. I'm cooking like little sister. Ride through my hood, it's Dyke's real city. Bumping to my squad, your life's real iffy. You shoot like Jordan, my knife still fit me. Yeah, you heard of them murder men. Trig ain't on this, so it's worth to him. We used to serve him in turbulence. Cut it like C-Lo. We fuck with the OGs. Y'all fuck
with the G-Lo. King, do your best, bitch. Left out your back card. Black steel, 10 milli. Nigga, that's my black card. I roll slow and low, but keep a hot rod. Cut off your head, snitch. Put it in my backyard. I don't fuck with bitch niggas, y'all homo. One day in the joint, you'll be getting fucked slow-mo. My niggas don't play, bitch niggas. No game. And fuck your gun. You got no aim. The hood, man.
And we're back.
Yep.
And John Cena wins.
Wow, so that's how he wins again. How typical.
And Triple H is a bloody mess.
Wow.
see, next show. What's supposed to happen on fucking... Well, that was quarterback in SmackDown. I just might fucking delete fucking Superstars.
Oh, when I was playing that Universe mode, I deleted Superstars because it was just really pointless and didn't really do much.
And now it's I think either Jimmy or Jey Uso versus Yoshitatsu versus Rhino. And a triple threat.
Damn. I should add Rhino to my game.
I'm gonna play as Rhino.
I had so many bullshit characters in my game, I should add Rhino. Like a Big Bird, Quagmire, Brian Griffin, just like so many bullshit characters, I should add Rhino to it.
Let's see. Yoshi. This is almost rules. Match info, match rule, DQ off, rope break. Okay. Which means these motherfuckers are screwed. See what tracks I put next. There we go.
She had a bright future ahead of her. She could have gone on to enormous possibilities.
I climbed up the tree in the back and got on my rooftop with my 22. It's hot with little pops. Started busting off shots, aiming all at the sky. Out the gun, busting all at the sky. Then I went and sold a bow and arrow for my dad. To the arrow tips I tied gasoline soaked rags. Climbed up with the zipper, lit them off in the sky. A trail of black smoke leading off in the sky. I bought some Chinese stars from the Kung Fu surplus. They had them under the glass, I made the purchase. Climbed up in a wisdom off in the sky. Even stood up on a chimney, wisdom off. up in the sky. Then I found a double barrel with shells at Walmart. I threw it in next to the Faygo in my shopping cart. I got home, climbed up, and blew it off in the sky. 3:20 in the morning, busting off at the sky. I got a blowgun too, a real one at that. I dipped the gypsy poison, lay up on my back. And now they're piercing through the air, straight up into the sky. It's like the only thing you hear is pew. Into the sky, I bought a harpoon off the internet and went up and tried to shoot it, but the fucking ripoff, it got stuck. I said fuck it, and I threw the spear up into the sky as fucking hard as I could. I threw it into the sky. I'm spraying mace up there, I throw my 80s up there. I'm shooting everything I got. I sit and wait in my chair because I hate the sky above, whether moon or sun, whether rain or snow, since the pain begun. I'm trying to aim for the heavens up into the sky. Tell me why the love of my life had to die. How's she gonna leave me and not even say bye? I know that she's an angel and they're letting her fly. Every plan I thought we'd made together was a lie. She could've hung on, I bet she didn't even try. She let me try, and that no one can deny. And when she fall from the sky, I'm asking her why.
Change their minds on one of the Wyatt family members as making them a Paul Heyman guy to work with Kurt Axel, which sounds kind of stupid to me.
Wait, so wait, they're not making the Wyatt family Heyman guys?
They just took one of the members of the Wyatt family out of the whole equation and played them with Kurt Axel and Paul Heyman.
Oh joy.
I mean, yeah, Paul Heyman might be able to push him to being a big star eventually, but that kind of shows what they think of that gimmick completely. They just push one guy out of it to be a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, it's going to probably be Husky Harris.
The guy that's thinking about pushing out the whole gimmick is, what's real name? See, the character playing is Bray Wyatt, so it's something Mulligan or whatever is his name.
Hold on. You said Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, and his father was Mike Rotunda. His grandfather was Blackjack Mulligan.
Yeah, that would be Husky Harris.
Yep, so they're pushing Husky Harris as the next Paul Heyman guy. Apparently. Because they don't think that whole Wyatt family gimmick is going to work.
Yeah, honestly, they should have just kept it that way, just so that way, you know, we could have the Wyatt family versus the Shield.
Well, we'll see whatever the hell they do. Because apparently it's, I mean, hell, Paul Heyman. I mean, Heyman can definitely make superstars. But it is what it is.
Yep. Let's see here. What the... Why is Kid Cudi even on the soundboard?
What's his name? I don't remember the artist's name, but you interviewed him one day. I think his name starts something like his really starts with M something or whatnot, but like he asked to hear the one song, but Kid Cudi's already uploaded it.
You should have told him no.
Well, doesn't matter now. I mean, it's on there and you can delete it quickly. It doesn't matter. It's one of the guys that you want to interview.
Who would that be?
What was his name? Start with an M. That's all I can remember.
That doesn't help because there's probably been a few artists out there with whose name started with an M.
I'll figure it out.
Fuck the industry, too.
Fuck them low, show the show.
Let's see how Mr. Damian Sandow feels about being allies with the Boogeyman.
Why do you have the Boogeyman on your roster?
I've got him on my SmackDown roster.
Nice.
He's also going to get the Undertaker as his ally as well.
Nice.
Followed by the Nagle Allies. Now for the fucking rival. Let's go with Brock Lesnar. Alberto Del Rio. Chris Jericho. And Chris Jericho.
Nice, and I just leave the Kid Cudi track off soundboard.
Good. There's no way in hell that'll ever get played.
Yeah, I mean, besides that one night, there's no way in hell it's ever getting played again.
Say Gilgis wanna blow that shit.
Whoa, what?
Hold on, I'm looking for it. I just passed it not too long ago. The fuck is kosher?
I have no idea.
Listen, bro. I understand what you're saying, but I'ma help them understand what you're saying. Basically, this how the girl be.
Where That's how you feel.
And the guys be like, asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Where you been? How much did you spend? Yeah, I trust you. Now unlock your phone. Who is this? See, why you playing with me? That's the same reason why you ain't playing with me. You trying to get up in these drawers, you ain't playing with me. And I ain't even trying to hear what you saying to me. Just grab your stuff, hit the door. Go chill with some other girls. That is why her weed's playing. Talking about some beach girls. See, she ratchet? That's why I'm pregnant. And you the peppy? Looking stupid. That's what you get. Walking around here lying, thinking that you're slick. But you dumb. You stupid? Don't you talk when I'm talking. You better mute it. Now unlock your phone. Let me see them pictures. I'm gonna check your Facebook. And I'm gonna check your Twitter. And I bet it tell me where. Who? You been where? Where who? For real? Oh, really? That's how you feel? Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Girl, why you good? Oh, who that girl? That's in my hood. You wanna know the truth? And how I feel? Stop tweet watching, so I know it's real. Girl, ain't nobody lying to you. I ain't got no secrets, I ain't hiding from you. But you still wanna check my phone and my tweet. Find out who I'm talking to and who I'm trying to be. What you said you pregnant, it ain't mine. Girl, I wrapped it up, that's how I know you lie. What you think I'm dumb? You think I'm stupid? I think I love you. Do I look like you? Hold on. Let me see your picture. Let me check your Facebook. What's the password to your Twitter? You want a DM. You trying to see him at 7 p.m. this weekend so he can spit it all on you. You ain't slick. You ain't slick. Where? Who? You been where? Where who? For real? Oh, really? That's how you feel. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements. Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. Why you asking all them questions? Making statements.
Whatever, nigga. What you gonna do? You just mad because you got caught. You thirsty. You dirty ass. You dirty.
And then the guys always flex like they gon' hit her. Man, get your hand on my face, shawty. Man, somebody better get him. I ain't playing. And the girls always wanna beef over the internet. They'll say something like,
And tell that thirsty trick you with at my Twitter name. So I know it's real.
And we're back.
And what'd you think about that track?
That was fucking retarded.
I ain't saw it before. And it's funny as hell.
Yeah, that was absolutely retarded. Ha 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 ha. Let's see. Maybe I should indulge Ziggler. Get him some fucking people. Allies. We'll give you Big E Langston. And AJ Lee. I guess he's not really one of his, oh, wait, never mind, that's right. I keep getting, I'm gonna download. Rivals will be let's see Ryback Alberto Del Rio as well. And the Great Khali.
The Great Khali? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, now we can do a match with fucking Dolph Ziggler versus the Boogeyman. What type of show do you want to create? Major. I give. No, I have no custom. Minor title. What was the? We'll make the WWE title a minor title.
When John Laurinaitis holds it.
Okay, the WWE Undisputed title.
I don't know.
Well, John Laurinaitis is not an option for this, so. The Kevin Nash.
It's funny, they tried to make John Laurinaitis the WWE champion. And I destroyed him because I was like, yeah, fuck that. That ain't happening.
Now the champion, someone's a champion for WWE title. I know, the ECW World Tag Team title, my bad. Damn, I can't use MWU, so Farouk and Bradshaw. And we'll go with the women's title. And we will give it to well, since Caitlin's not an option, you get to kill Kelly.
My demon was Taylor helped by Lita and Trish Rez.
Now that I completely brainwashed myself in that stupid kosher track, let's go with some fucking Abu Dhabi.
Shake, 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 shake your ass, hot ass. Wanna see your hands up? groove. DJ make me fly. Yoo-hoo, cause we ain't APPY. I'm the la 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 my thrill la la la. With some little ya, yes I feel ya mama. Some after some, everyone wants to call ya. For ya la la la, yes. Whole lot of money intrigue ya. I go money crazy, psycho like Libra. Knowing my jeans make me lean like Pisa. So when you see me say Abu Dhabi, my nigga.
Look at Obama.
Cookie.
And we are back.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. Okay, here we go. Yes, I would like to interfere in this match.
And what match are you interfering in?
Christian versus Cody Rhodes, number one contenders match.
Nice. Let me guess, did you blow them out?
Yep.
Awesome.
If I can.
Who are you interfering with?
Rhino.
You can definitely take both of them out.
But I did make some changes to Extreme Rules to where now it's two pay-per-views back-to-back. Damn. I got the tag team got disqualified. Rematch. Now I'm gonna go for a fucking weapon.
Here we go.
Ah, I took them both out.
The match is officially narrowed. No contest. There we go. Now, neither one of them are fucking number one contenders.
Let's go for a track, though. Crazy Glenn. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it, baby?
Can you feel it, baby?
Can you feel it, baby?
Working mommy, oh she going crazy, and all I wanna know is can you
contract.
Make poop. Everybody in the club wanna make poop. Everybody in their car wanna make poop. Everybody going on a date, make poop. Everybody running late, just make poop. When you're dodging traffic cause you gotta take a dump, no matter how good you drive, you'll always hit a bump. But you will get home now sooner or later, but cross your fingers that you have toilet paper. If you got a shit and you're stuck in traffic, your palms will sweat and your ass will twitch. Ain't that a bitch? If it starts to come out, just give your cheeks a pinch. Pinchy, 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 pinch, poop, poop. Have you ever had to take a shit at a zoo? Maybe at school, maybe in a pool. Sometimes I have to take a shit in a drive-thru. Song goes out to the truckers. Man, I feel bad for all you motherfuckers. Make poop. The people who like jumping out of plane. Make poop. The people who get stuck in the rain. Make poop. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Make poop. Everybody just need to make poop. All the girlies do it like Britney Spears. Pushing out a nutty buddy face full of tears. Mr. T has problems with his colon, cause every time his shits it looks like Gary Coleman. Whenever you go and take a crap, do you ever turn around and take a look back? Do you shit before you pee? Sometimes I pee before I poop, and when I poop I pee freely. If this song makes you feel weird, make poop. Who cares about the other people, just make poop. Everybody has a butthole, make poop. If someone gets mad, tell them they make poop.
That's it. I haven't heard enough people out there talking about making poop. So what am I gonna do? Make poop again.
Make poop. The people who like smelling their own fart. Make poop. The people who think shitting is an art. Make poop. The people who like riding on a bike. Make poop. Shitting is a part of life. Just make poop. When you're at a party and you see somebody hot, they walk your way but your stomach has a knot. They grab your hand for you to dance. When you get to the floor you shit your pants. And it runs down your leg and into your shoe. The music stops cause it smells like poo. What you gonna do? You run to the bathroom with your dingleberry stew. Sweaty, slimy, stinky, smelly, fuck, fuck, fuck. You get to the back and the bathroom's locked. Your body gets hotter cause your ass won't shut. Remember when you're out of toilet paper, use a sock. I am Mr. Safety, but my real name is Corey. Believe it or not, I make poop every morning. Make poop, the people in the USA. Make poop, the people who live in the UK. Make poop.
Sheamus versus Mark Henry versus Alberto Del Rio. triple threat. Those are the last two matches left.
Go to the Sheamus one. I'll pick a track randomly and play while you're in that match.
Sounds good.
So, let's see. Well, here we go. Teenage Nosferatu Pussy.
It's here. Can't you feel it? This whole room, this everything is in color, and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all the molecules. I'm part of it. I'm it's just like you're released or you're free.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yep.
See what this match is. I edited it towards elimination style.
Nice. Awkwardly enough, in my SmackDown, whatever, my 2013 game, Booker T is the World Heavyweight Champion, and he helped Kevin Nash win the match.
Well, Alberto Del Rio has been eliminated.
Wow. What a loser.
Now it's time for Sheamus to beat Mark Henry.
They're going to Sheamus.
Throw kick. It's over. Damn straight, fucking Sheamus wins, motherfucker.
And the best thing is, I pinned Del Rio right after I hit him with a steel chair.
Nice.
That's the
I
best thing.
I love the trouble throughout matches when it's like between three divas using a steel chair because it's just, it doesn't even seem right. But it's funny as hell.
Yeah. Next match. I think I'm going to go with Jimmy Uso. Have him beat both fucking Cesaro and Damian Sandow.
Nice. Paul Heyman has an awesome winning streak going on in the game. And he fucking sucks.
Because I don't want fucking Cesaro to win the match. Man, I definitely don't want Damian Sandow to win. Shut up, Sandow. Faggot.
You know, it'd be interesting to see fucking Damian Sandow as a fucking face.
He will be one eventually.
Like I said, it'd be interesting to see if see it actually happen.
Yep.
Let me see. I'm gonna go with a random track here. Man, I'm just taking out fucking Cesaro and fucking Damian Sandow. Damian Sandow must not like fucking the Usos because he keeps going after Jimmy instead of fucking Antonio.
Thank you.
2, 3. And Jimmy Uso has just beaten Trey Cesaro and David Sandow. Despite their double team effect.
And in real life, I don't think that would ever happen.
Hey, you never know. Next show. Time for the first half of a pay-per-view. Where it's going to be Raw, Superstars, versus Jungle of Outer Radio, Superstars. Well, this is going to be a weird fucking match.
What is it?
Well, it's a tag team match, but guess who fucking Drew McIntyre's partner is?
Who?
Paul Heyman.
Nice.
And they're facing Goku and whoever that motherfucker is.
Whoever that motherfucker is. I remember him. He's very good.
Man, I remember fucking doubting this one dude. Who the fuck he is? While this match goes on, he's a juggalo.
Down with the ground, and I'm down with life, yo.
And we're back.
And Ghetto's with us.
What's going on, Ghetto? Yeah, make his ass tap out.
Wow, what are you idiots doing besides not entertaining your listeners?
What listeners?
You know, the ghost that we have tuning in right now.
You mean Chris?
Chris isn't a ghost.
Might as well be. I'm trying to figure out how the hell to create one finishing maneuver in WWE 13.
It's really not that hard to create a finish.
A specific one that Seth Rollins used to use, but it's not available in the game.
No shit.
I think it's pretty dope. Like, he ran to the corner, like, he hit the wrestler or whatever, and then they bounced off the ropes, and he, like, basically jumped up in the air and basically took him down with this one move called, like, Blackout.
Yeah, it's him stepping on the back of the dude's head.
Yeah, it looked dope as fuck.
So, again, how about the fact that,
not that impressive.
Again, how about the fact that I fandangled at work today?
But of course you did.
Some fucking customer came up to me asked me if I spoke Spanish. I said no, and I started fandangling.
You should have said, sí.
I could have, but you know what? I felt like saying no to fandangling. So, I did.
Or, no habla español.
I could have done that too, but yeah.
No, you couldn't have.
It was more fun, the fandango.
And, did you get fired for that?
No. But, the customer looked kind of scared.
Oh, yeah. You got a fucking midget walking or dancing around, man. You'd be scared, too.
Well, I don't want fucking no Tonga to be U.S. champion, so get the fuck out of here with that shit. So we'll go with The Miz.
The Miz?
Yeah.
You know how I know you're gay?
Well, see,
I
hate
laughing when you say it.
Well, it's either that or fucking David Otunga. And like I said, I don't want David Otunga to have the fucking title.
How about neither of them?
Well, you kind of have a choice since it's a triple threat match.
And who's the third person?
Tito Morello.
And make him the fucking champion.
Exactly.
He is a champion.
Then let him stay the champion.
He's the defending champion.
Well, then let him win.
Yeah.
He left the ring. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, since neither one of you are doing anything important, why don't you play a song?
Why don't we play some Kid Cudi? Like, So, Gil, how about the fact that, you know, Chris doesn't really promote much, but yeah, he will upload a fucking track by Kid Cudi to the soundboard.
That was a long ass time ago when an interview you set up with What's His Face was on here.
But I didn't set it up. That was Ghetto G.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mr. Toxic.
That was a long ass time ago. And why did you upload Kid Cudi?
Because he asked me to.
When? Why?
After everybody else hung up. After that interview was done.
Oh, yeah. We were no longer here. That's why we had no idea.
Yeah, it's funny because the fact I asked about it today, because I just now fucking see it on the soundboard, and Chris says, Mr. Toxic wanted to fucking hear it.
Yeah, well, so, Mr. Toxic hasn't been here for months now.
So it took him to find it.
I don't think he's going to be wanting to hear that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear it.
So, Havoc can delete it. Since he's deleted
I deleted
everything.
It already.
Well, if you deleted it, how do you see it?
I saw it, I bitched about it, and he deleted it.
So what's up with that song?
I'm getting to it right now.
What do you mean you're getting to it? Just pick something.
Okay, Chris, pick something since my shit just froze up.
I'm watching something on YouTube right now.
You're fired.
Wow.
Nah, I'm getting to it right now. I was watching Seth Rollins, Blackout, Daniel Bryan on Skillshare. But how we go with it? Nope, too late. I'm already playing track.
We'll be right back.
so ghetto that Chris Tate, the important news about TNA.
Important news about TNA. No, must have missed that.
Chris,
I didn't say it to him in a way he was hiding who it was.
Are we talking about the main event mafia bullshit?
Yep.
Speaking of stupid shit like that, I was walking through Macy's. And I didn't realize how quiet it was, and some lady was on the loudspeaker announcing something. And I was like, woo! And then some lady ran away.
Yeah, that's fucking perfect. We make people run away.
I was like, I didn't realize how quiet it was in here.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Because some old lady was down at the end of the store just looking, and then she just walked away.
Aren't they fucking?
And then at GameStop, man, I was talking to some crazy English dude.
Why?
Because he worked there and he kept talking.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were talking about Chris.
No, I'm talking about somebody that actually has, like, the accent.
I mean, hey, who knows? You know, it could have been Chris. You know, he's, you know, from England.
It wasn't Chris, man. Too short to be Chris, and he wore glasses, and he had, like, red hair.
Wow. Definitely not me. And then I had the accent for maybe a year or two, but then I lost it. Then again, I was born in the U.S.
How the fuck do you lose an accent?
You know how many people that have accents wish they could lose them? How do you just lose it?
When you're born somewhere else and you're raised somewhere else for most of your life, yeah, pretty much makes sense.
That made no sense.
Okay, so hypothetically, if you were, I was born here in Pennsylvania, like in whatever, Carlisle or Harrisburg, whatever, I don't really give a fuck about the city, but so I was here for the first like 7 years of my life, then I went to England for 2 years. So at that time, I was saying like, or like shit like that, with their weird ass accent that they have.
Well, let's hear how you used to talk.
Fuck that shit. It was like, words like, shit like that, which is weird as hell. So basically, I had that for about 2 years, and then when I moved back to the U.S., I lost it again.
Man, it's not like virginity and shit, man.
Which is something you get to lose.
Yeah, you don't just lose it.
I think it's called being born in the U.S. and having the normal U.S. kind of accent. And then just basically same fucking British shit that you don't need.
I like how the phone cut him off.
Yeah, it was great.
It was just like, fuck you.
Great.
Yeah, Chris, you don't lose an accent.
Yeah, like Havoc, man.
Do.
Havoc has an accent. He can't
lose. Yeah. See, come on, man. I lived in fucking Massachusetts for a while, too. And I picked up their shit. I didn't lose it. I picked it up.
Yeah, man, you tend to pick things up when you're around people for so long. Like Havoc, man. Havoc made me say, do it up now, all the time.
What the hell? I feel bad for you.
Pot roast.
What the hell is he talking about?
Nothing like pot roast at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Hell yeah, I just want that fucking juice and this shit. Fuck that.
Juices? And he's just drinking juice. The beef juice.
Wow, that sounds really gay.
That's what he said he's doing.
But I'm gay. I'm dumping that shit out so that way I'm not getting into my fucking beef.
So you're just gonna drink the gravy?
No. I put that shit down the drain.
Well, then it would be dry.
As fuck.
I'm my man.
Who the hell likes dry meat?
I think he works in the meat department, so it all makes sense.
Come on, man. Even girls don't like raw meat.
Nicely said.
That's my bad, though.
Jeez, man, he's fucking chomping.
Oh, yeah. I got good. It's not that bad.
Took a big old piece of meat home.
Hey, it's free food.
It's not free food. You have to buy it.
I didn't have to buy it.
Well, how did it get there?
My aunt went to a funeral. She didn't want the food there. So she gave it to my mom. My mom gave it to me.
So who died?
Fuck if I know. It's free food.
Fuck if I know. I just want the food.
Hell yeah. Fucking pot roast and eggplant.
Eggplant? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Eggplant's pretty good, though. Never had it.
No, and I don't plan on it.
I'm fucking eggplant the fuck.
Did you just say acorn?
I had to just say eggplant. What the fuck?
What the hell is it?
I have no clue, but it's not fucking eggplant. I know what eggplant tastes like.
Well, who told you it was eggplant?
I definitely know for eggplant. Oh, well.
He said, fuck this.
I'm back into the fridge.
Oh, no, not the fridge again.
Man, you're going to have to start locking that.
Pretty much. After midnight, can't get in the fridge.
Yeah, don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah,
or I'll turn into Chewbacca.
Don't get them wet. What are you gonna fucking fat bitch that thing?
but we do have a hammer.
You would take a hammer to your fucking fridge just to get it?
Hey, if I got to, yes.
Jeez, that's cold, uncontrolled.
That's called fuck you, I'm a fat kid, I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
Reminds me of this picture I saw of this fat girl tipping over a snack machine.
Are they fucking, what the hell is her name, Jenna?
Who?
What the hell is her name?
That chick Jenna, you don't know what one of us. you know, wants to try and fucking, I don't know, get into a fucking, climbing through a fucking soda machine to get into Walmart.
Oh, that's it.
Why don't she just walk in the doors?
It works a lot easier.
Yeah. This is something I've been trying to figure out myself, but, yeah. She just fucking...
Now, how do you go through a fucking pop machine to get into Walmart? You wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, with her in there, they wouldn't even be able to move that pop machine.
Okay. I'm just going to have my fucking potato cake filled.
You can have your potato filled. What?
Potato and egg salad.
Motherfucker, didn't you tell me it was an egg salad? Or egg, whatever.
Did he just go from a pot roast to a potato and egg salad?
Too much
yeah.
Fucking egg shit.
No. I was told that the first thing was supposed to be eggplant, but it was not eggplant.
Yeah, now I got some egg salad. I got some scrambled eggs.
I don't make the scrambled eggs, otherwise I might end up making some.
I think you have enough food there, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. With some green tea on the side.
Ew. I think you need a better beverage.
I think we all agree on that.
Actually, no. Green tea is actually pretty good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I decided to make some fucking herbal tea.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had this weird fetish for tea.
Yes. It has the herbal.
Yeah, man, I got fucking Acai Martini. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that part right, but...
What the fuck is that?
I'm take that tone.
Acai Martini.
It's flavored tea. Tastes good. It's like acai berries and fucking a little bit of pineapple.
Pineapples are gross.
Oh, no, they're
so,
not that bad. I mean, it's like
coconuts.
Yeah, coconuts are nasty. Yeah, I agree with you there, Ghetto. Coconuts are nasty. It's all shit.
I hate the taste of that shit, man. It's gross.
But it's funny, you know, I don't like coconut, but that fucking shit they make from soap, the coconut water, it does it pretty good.
What the fuck?
That's very hypocritical. I don't like coconuts, but I like the juice that comes from them.
That is very strange.
Exactly.
Nah, yo, fucking go to your local supermarket, grocery store, whatever the fuck you got there. And...
Dar.
Dar.
Again, find a Sobe Life Water coconut.
No.
Well, and it's called, well, it's three different flavors. Pacific coconut, and I've got the other two that are in my fridge right now.
I'm not a big fan of flavored water, let alone
yeah,
water.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it's kind of like, they're basically saying, yeah, I hate watermelon, but I love the water.
Sure, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
I hate water, but I love the water. The fuck? Yeah, does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
No, not really. So we'll continue on.
Probably for the best.
Because there's water and watermelon? Duh.
Well, Chris, you realize there's not water in coconut though, right?
Well, I was talking about watermelon. I wasn't really talking about coconut, so... Yeah.
No, the fact that you said... Actually, no, because
metaphor,
of the metaphor,
which is what I was doing.
Listen, Cosboy, fuck your metaphors.
I like to move it, move it.
Yo, speaking of which, yo, like, I should download that track. Download Fandango, and give him that fucking track for, you know, like when he comes out to fucking, for a match.
Why don't you give him his actual song?
I don't feel like it.
And then you can Fandango when he comes up.
Come on, Bree. Fucking bitch is not doing shit. Yeah.
Come on, Bree, and your small titties. Come on. So Chris, how long did it take you to beat that Dishonored game?
About 7 or 8 days. Wait until you focus on it.
Because the dude at GameStop, man, he was like, man, you could probably beat this game in like 8 hours. I'm like, what the fuck?
No.
So I take it it's not a very long game.
It really isn't. It depends if you want to play through it and get every single way to beat it, which is kind of stupid.
Didn't you have that game too, Havoc?
Yeah.
Then you told me it sucked. And
then, yeah.
I ended up getting it, and I didn't even open it. I just took it back.
Yeah, it was pretty much a boring game. You know, I wonder if you could do twin magic in this game.
Don't the other one have to be down there with you?
He is. It's Nikki Bella versus Beth Phoenix with Brie Bella in the corner.
Man, I can't
believe as manager.
Completely suck at Divas matches.
Huh?
I said I completely suck at Divas matches.
Yeah, but I just beat Beth Phoenix and became the new Divas champion.
I'm tired of Beth Phoenix fucking always in every match, too.
Yes, she is. That's annoying. Look at the fact that, you know, she's not even there anymore.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, yeah, keep Kelly Kelly there. But fucking Beth Phoenix? No. But I see they gave Nikki fucking implants in the game too. Could be just me, but Nikki's tits got even bigger in the game now, too.
Now, this should be an interesting match. It's a triple threat match. Mankind versus The Rock versus Dude Love. Yeah, who should I be? Mankind, Dude Love, or The Rock?
None of them.
Well, don't exactly have a choice in that in the matter of that one, do I? I gotta choose somebody.
You don't have to.
You should just watch it.
What the Invitation A Jaguar? What the fuck is this?
Invitation from A Jaguar.
How do I get a match invite to WWE 13 that's not even in English?
I don't know.
Man, I miss those damn people that used to come in matches and shit that didn't speak English, and they just talked the whole time.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Motherfucker, what are you saying?
Antarctica. Funny enough, it's Dude Love and fucking The Rock. Double teaming fucking Mankind.
Did you just say he's whooping the shit?
Yes, he said that.
Friends list came in one of my matches I set up and I beat him.
Damn.
He probably thought he was going to win.
Good match. Unfortunately, it's the Old Rock, so you can't start chaining boots to asses.
How the hell did this match end up, man? Fucking Aces and Eights, Kane and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns and D'Lo Brown.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Oh, here's a good match right here. Abyss versus Ryback.
Which one?
like how they tell you it's a number one contender match, but they don't tell you for what title.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. I ended up interfering in a fucking number one contenders match.
Of course you did.
Because it was Christian versus Cody Rhodes.
And you were...
Rhino. I just gored both of them.
Gore! Gore!
I mean, you know, I could have gone on a Big Show and just knocked them both out, but I wanted to, just, you know, have a little fun with them first.
Gore! There you go. It's Abyss versus Ryback in an ECW arena.
Damn.
Well, that's nice. I'll see my bet on Abyss winning over Ryback.
No, he's not winning because he already has the tag titles.
Okay, this match is boring.
Because he came down and straight dominated the fucking match. Like, what the fuck?
Nice.
Him and Mankind are the champions.
Wait, Mankind and Abyss?
Yeah.
Damn. So Mankind and his brother are both champions.
Yeah, their name is Abyss of Mankind.
Hell yeah. Dude Love with an easy kick out. Man, I should have just fucking made it so that way I'd either fucking Dude Love or Mankind or somebody. That way this match wouldn't have to go on forever.
I hate that on Legend, man, they kick out all the time.
Yeah, it does suck.
But oh well.
Shit, I'm Legend mode. I'm trying to pinball until I've like done like 4 or 5 finishers on him.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
The fun is them not kicking out at 2.
And Dude Love is busted open.
Oh, no. Better censor that.
Fuck that shit.
I wonder if this would even work in 3013. A first blood match with blood deactivated. I should try that for the hell of it.
That'd be pretty funny.
That Mankind's just fucking standing outside the ring while just watching it happen.
He's smart.
Kind of like you in a match.
Exactly.
You're watching us lose.
And he gets involved when he's ready to tap out.
What the fuck is Fandango coming down here for?
Why the hell would he be coming down?
Oh, I guess I must be challenging for the asshole title.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
This should be interesting. It's a tag team match. Triple H and his partner, Big Bird, versus Dolph Ziggler and Tensai.
There you go. Uh-oh, Cookie Monster just beat Damian Sandow.
Big Bird.
Damn it, Big Bird. There's a hell of a match right there. Jesus and Gangrel versus Diabolical and Garrett Bischoff.
Oh, of course Jesus is going to lose.
This is at WrestleMania.
So you're going to lose and get crucified.
Well, they did lose. Oh, here we go. Ghetto G versus Batman for the title.
What title?
For the world heavyweight.
Wow.
Oh, Tensai's mad, so he's leaving.
See you later,
Tensai. Like literally, Tensai just fucking left and just fucking walked up the ramp.
Asshole championship on the line. Here we go. Fandango versus Ryback.
I bet they realize, well, we'll win.
Yeah, I bet you some asshole will win.
They have to be an asshole to be fighting for it.
Right back thinking he's going to win.
This should be a good match. Big Bird versus Tensai.
That's not a good match.
Now it's going to be Triple H versus Tensai.
Where the fuck did Triple H come from?
Because Triple H and Big Bird are tag team partners.
Sick.
Fans of my game of keep chanting fucking fly. What the fuck? And it's Triple H in the fucking ring, so they're going to try to get him to fly, apparently.
Yeah, that'll work.
Wait, who are you trying to get through the Owen Hart?
They're saying, you know, Owen Hart, motherfucker.
tried to get him to fly, and Owen Hart tried to fly, and he died.
That was a blue blazer.
Yeah. Hey, but Michael Cole just turned to fucking Chris. Lift to repeat.
No, not Michael Cole.
Because of the fact, even before the fucking referee started counting 1-2, Michael Cole said 2, and then the referee started counting 1, and then Michael Cole finally said 2 again. So technically, I guess that was a 5 count.
Well, duh.
Let's see who's. Let's see who matches up next. Ah, the handicap match.
Handicap match.
Yeah, Kane, Brock Lesnar, and The Rock versus Chris Jericho.
Chris isn't going to like that match.
I'll take Y2J for 1,000 to win that match.
I don't see him winning that match whatsoever.
Well, I like to watch the match and don't fight as one of the other guys, make him lose.
Because just watching the match gets kind of boring as all shit, and I'd rather actually get into the match.
Yeah, when you watch the computer play, it's fucking boring because they don't do anything.
Ah, fuck! Okay, so apparently now it's all different because the minute it gets to the ring, they change up partners and they give fucking Brock Lesnar and Kane and Chris Jericho as a partner and make it The Rock against them, all three of them.
Oh, of course The Rock's going to lose. Because he's only there once a month. Just that.
I hate that this game keeps giving 3MB a fucking title shot.
Then break up 3MB.
Huh?
Break up 3MB, they keep getting all the fucking tag team title shots.
Well, that's not funny.
But Jericho, give me a fucking challenge here. I'm making your ass bleed. I'm making your ass bleed. definitely not the best choice of words there.
No.
Who are you going to bring in? Brock Lesnar.
Man, it took the fucking referee forever to count, but he still didn't kick out.
Over the people's elbow. The Rock just beat all three of them.
No, he didn't.
But apparently, Jericho did not like it too much. He's there fucking trying to argue with the referee. See what happens next match. Let's see what the fucking next match is. How many matches did I fucking put this goddamn fucking pay-per-view?
The next match should be a triple threat match.
Chances are it probably will be.
Between the Orange Monkey, me, and you.
Orange Monkey, a Mexican, and goatee.
Well, nobody has me on their game.
Ah, look, the next match is WWE Championship match. CM Punk versus John Cena with Cactus Jack as his fucking manager.
Hey, look, Jersey Shore just got on.
Yeah, I noticed.
I haven't fought that guy in a while.
And the status says best there is.
Yeah, the best cheater there is.
Yup. Since Punk doesn't really have anybody in his corner, you know, allies-wise, he's screwed. Because I just made this, interferences on during this match. Question is, how the fuck did John Cena even manage to get fucking Cactus Jack as a manager?
It's all Chris's fault.
Well, if it's the fact I haven't played this game in forever and I never matched them up before, then what the fuck?
Man, this game plays by itself.
Well, my question is, how the fuck is my game going to play it by itself when it wasn't even in my fucking PS3?
That doesn't mean anything. There you go. There's a match for you. The Big Balboski versus Big Johnny.
The fuck?
Or also known as Val Venus versus John Laurinaitis.
Yeah, I know. Cactus Jack, you are the worst. All you're doing is staying on the fucking apron, not doing shit.
That reminds me of somebody else I know. Looks like we're going back inside.
Apparently. Look at the Walls of Jericho from John Cena.
What?
They said Boston Crab, which is, you know, just a fucking, which is, the Walls of Jericho is pretty much a variation of the Boston Crab. Again with the chair. We can only pray.
So what's up with that triple threat match?
We would if, you know, he was actually online.
Hey, Jackass, why aren't you online?
Because I have my nephew here and I'm basically going to go to sleep in a few minutes.
Did you just say you have your nephew there?
Yep.
Why the fuck is he there again?
Because I have no clue.
Tell him to go.
So let that nigga go to sleep and play a fucking video game. fucking 2 o'clock in the morning.
I have a wife leaving tomorrow, so I'm good.
I mean, come on. I mean, doesn't that kid have a fucking home?
Or a bedtime?
Or a bowl?
Yeah, it's still when he's visiting. I don't like to be louder because I don't want him to wake the fuck up at Ozark 30 when I'm up.
How loud could it be smacking some buttons?
Apparently it's very hard for him.
Wow, there's absolutely no sessions going on right now on online.
Wait. Yo, the best match of them all. The highlight match is Kofi Kingston versus Mini CM Punk with Beth Phoenix in his corner. That's being recorded, so I'm going to change it. The Rock versus The Miz. Where the fuck is the boogeyman at?
That stupid nigga an invite because I know he's not home.
You know, I think the one feature that I miss is when it, you know, when you press the fucking L3 button, you were able to change music.
Yeah, that was a good button.
Hell yeah. Now you're forced to sit through fucking Christmas music.
They only have, like, a few songs that play.
No. They should have added more. The good ones.
Yeah. Oh, why is it so slow? What the
fuck am I going?
Man, it's a good thing you hit that. Otherwise, you would have got bulldogged.
Why is it going so slow?
I have no idea. The maniac.
I have no clue.
Oh, wait, no, I think that's Dean Ambrose. But The Rock did a move,
sure?
Not Ambrose.
Is about to turn into the fucking one man fucking maneuver.